This is the sermon from April 26, 2026. Sermon text is John 16, 16 through 22. Alleluia, Christ is risen. 9 months, 3 days, 2 millennia, 70, or by reason of strength, 80 years. There's quite a bit of difference in the amount of time in those numbers, especially from a human perspective. And yet, from a biblical perspective, from God's perspective, they can all be considered a little while. Our Lord, who's the God who guides all things, even time, history itself, he sends us little whiles. And though many times these periods contain grief, they are always followed by joy that is much, much greater. Our gospel lesson takes place on what we now call Maundy Thursday, the day where our Lord instituted his supper as the fulfillment of the Old Testament Passover meal. And after that meal, Jesus tells his disciples many things. He prays for them. And our text is part of those words spoken by Jesus. The issue at hand begins when Jesus says, "A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while, and you will see me." Immediately the disciples start to wonder, what is he talking about? What is this little while? Where is he going? Why won't we see him? Jesus gives a description, right? He says that it will be a time where the disciples will at first mourn, but then will be given joy. But then he gives an example. And the particular example he gives is a little while that lasts 9 months, roughly. Jesus says, "When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish, for joy that a human being has been brought into the world." The troubles that can come in that time when a mother's expecting a baby can vary quite a bit. Sometimes it's nausea and morning sickness so bad that even the words saltine crackers make you sick. Sometimes it's discomfort as the baby decides to exercise by kicking the bladder while trying to get as far up under the ribs as possible. And this usually happens when mom is deciding to lay down to go to bed. And then, of course, comes delivery, which can be a very painful and exhausting process. But what comes out of those 9 months of difficulty? A new baby. And few things bring more joy than a brand new little boy or girl. Those little pink fingers that curl around your finger. The big eyes that just stare at you. Just how small and precious their little bodies are. And the joy continues for longer than 9 months. You get your first giggle and your first word. Your first, "I love you." You get the pictures they draw. The hugs they give. And it just keeps going. What's more, the joy is shared by others. I mean, for example, think of the joy that it brings having children in our congregation. Now, I'm probably a little biased here, because I'm the father to some of them, but having kids in church seems to bring a sense of life and happiness that is hard, maybe even impossible, to find, to bring in anywhere else. And so with a child, the hardship and grief may be intense for part of those 9 months, that little while, and there will still be some grief afterwards. But the joy that comes from that new human being brought into the world, it lasts for much longer and is much, much greater. Jesus uses this very familiar, this very human illustration to help prepare his disciples for what's coming. He tells them that, "A little while, and you will see me no longer," and that this will again be a period of sadness for them. These words would be fulfilled much sooner than they probably thought. That evening, Jesus had told them that one of them would betray him, and it happens that very night. There in Gethsemane, the temple guards, led by Judas, seize him. At that point, most of the disciples flee, not seeing their master again until Easter evening. Peter and John would follow, though Peter would deny Christ and end up weeping, just as Jesus had said. And even for John, who stayed all the way to Golgotha, Jesus would be hidden when he's wrapped in the burial cloths and sealed in the tomb. There, behind a large rock guarded by soldiers, Jesus was seen no longer. The grief would have been intense for the disciples. Their master had been taken from them, or as they sat and they thought about it, they had abandoned him. Right? The guilt would have been awful. Add to that all the sadness of knowing what the Romans had done to Jesus, even if they hadn't seen it with their own eyes. And then, too, the abruptness with which it all just came crashing down on them. And then the uncertainty of, what are we supposed to do now? You put all that together and the disciples are in a terrible place. And how long are they going to be in that situation? A little while. Now, Jesus had told them that this little while would last 3 days. And, as Jesus had told them, this little while was sent for a purpose. Like the 9 months for a child to come forth into the world, this little while was where mankind's salvation was brought forth. All that our Lord Jesus endured, he endured to pay the price for sin, set us free from its bondage. He had to be put in the tomb to perfectly fulfill the Sabbath, his body resting in death while his soul dwelt with his Father in heaven. After being resurrected, body and soul being reunited, glorified, Jesus descended into hell and proclaimed his victory to those who had rejected him, to show that death could not hold the Lord of life. Then, having done all that, he rose again and appeared to Mary Magdalene, calling her by name, letting her know that she need not grieve. Her little while was ended. That evening, Jesus appeared to his disciples. He gave them his peace. It was just as he told them in the upper room on that Thursday night. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. Their Lord had risen. He'd forgiven them all their sins. He showed them his body, which would not and could not die again. No one could take their joy because no one could take their Lord from them. No one could take his peace from them. No one could take his Spirit from them. No one could take them out of the Father's hands. No one could take away the place that Jesus was going to prepare for them in his Father's house. The little while of 3 days had been intense, but it passed, as he had said it would, and it was replaced with joy that would last forever. That joy would help the disciples and those who would come after them as disciples to patiently endure through the next little while. 40 days after Jesus rose, he gathered the disciples on a mountaintop and he blessed them. And then he was taken up into heaven as they watched, hidden from their sight. The ascension marked the beginning of another little while, a time when they would not see Jesus as they had previously. It would mark a period of great testing for the followers of Christ. Shortly after this, those disciples would begin to be arrested, beaten for preaching the name of Jesus. Martyrdom would follow, with 11 of the 12 giving their final witness to Christ in their own blood. And this is something that would continue through the ages. Countless men and women have laid down their lives for the sake of Christ. Countless, countless more have suffered. It continues still today, nearly 2 millennia later, with Christians enduring everything from mockery and insults to hunger and beatings, to death. In this little while, and its grief will continue until our Lord's return in glory. But again, the Lord doesn't send his disciples these little whiles, these crosses, for just no reason. He has reasons for every single thing that happens, and he will turn them all to good for his people, just as he's promised. The big reason, what we're ultimately waiting for in this little while between the ascension and Christ's return in glory, that reason is actually given to us in Holy Scripture. 2 Peter chapter 2, we read, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance." Just like a mother has to wait those 9 months until the baby's finished growing and can be born, the church is waiting for the last Christian to be brought into the kingdom. Whenever that happens, then our Lord will return and resurrect all the dead and bring his people into a glorious new creation where we will dwell with him forever. And there, not only is the time spent in joy a lot longer, because, again, as long as 2 millennia or however long it takes, right? However long that is, eternity is longer. But even more, the joy itself will be better. It'll be perfect. Much, much, much greater than anything we might ever experience in this life. So confident in our Lord's promises, then, the church carries out the task given to her to make disciples of all nations by baptizing and teaching, knowing that each day, each baptism, each instance of sharing God's word, it brings us that much closer to his return. And as we wait, we have his wonderful promise. "And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." That promise gives us comfort and hope as we wait through the little whiles in our own lives. Our Lord has established the days that we have. As Moses writes, "The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. And for some, little more than that. For some, less than that. And yet, as Moses continues, these days are often difficult. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away." In those years we have are times of hardship, sorrow, difficulty. Sometimes they are short and intense. Sometimes they are long and exhausting. In these little whiles, the grief can make it so that Jesus seems to be gone, hidden from our sight, like he was for the disciples. But as he promised us, he has not left us. Though we can't see him, his Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, still dwells within us. The Spirit gives us the strength to bear up under the crosses that we shoulder, and he also gives us the faith to cling to Christ and to trust that he is using all things for our good. Faith lets us know that just as in the little while of the 3 days and in the little while between ascension and the last day, that our Lord is using the little whiles of our lives for good and for the good of others. Everything he sends to us, good and bad, from our perspective anyway, it's always sent to draw us and others closer to him. Every day that he has for us is another day closer to being with him in glory. Every hour that passes is an hour closer to beholding him face to face. Every moment is a moment closer to paradise. And so, my brothers and sisters in Christ, hear the words of Jesus and find the strength and comfort that he has placed in them for you. When you face the different little whiles in your own lives, then pick up your Bibles Turn to John 16 and hear your Lord and your God speak to you. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. Alleluia, Christ is risen.